with a dazzled look on his face. My first impression was that he was drunk. He did not notice me. He was clawing out at something invisible a yard in front of his face. He put out his hand, slowly, rather hesitatingly, and then clutched nothing. "What's come to it?" he said. He held up his hands to his face. Fingers spread out. "Great Scott," he said. "The thing happened 3 or 4 years ago, when everyone swore by that personage." Then he began raising his feet clumsily, as though he had expected to find them glued to the floor. "Davidson," cried I, "what's the matter with you?" He turned round in my direction and looked about for me. He looked over me and at me and on either side of me, without the slightest sign of seeing me. "Waves," he said, "and a remarkably neat schooner." I'd swear that was Bellows' voice. "Hello?" he shouted suddenly at the top of his voice. I thought he was up to some foolery. Then I saw littered about his feet the shattered remains of the best of our electrometers. "What's up, man?" said I. "You've smashed the electrometer." "Bellows again," said he. "Friends left if my hands are gone. Something about electrometers? Which way are you, Bellows?"